Ken looking at the hit on Lewis. Any second thoughts?
I mean, just making a block on interception. Like I said before, you know, never an intention to hurt a guy. You know, feel bad that, you know, he got hurt. That's obviously never my intention. But, you know, I mean, we got to run it. Twan's coming up the sideline, and he's running to make a play. And, you know, he blocked the guy, and sometimes bad things happen. So, like I said, after the game, my condolences to him and his family for the injury. But, you know. I mean, you're just trying to, at that time, you're trying to make a play and you know, get your, spring your guy for a touchdown.
Was the fine justified?
I mean, it's not my opinion. My opinion is if it was a defensive player and an offensive player was blocking for a running back coming to the sideline, we probably wouldn't be on this conversation. But, you know, it is what it is. They fined me for it. And again, they viewed it illegal. So you move on from it. And, but like I said, there was no ill intent in it. And again, my condolences to him and his family for injury. I never want to, you know, you never want to injure anybody. But it was what it was, and we moved forward.
The fact you weren't penalized on the play, does that give you a little more comfort that, you know, the ref saw it?
You know, honestly, you know, I thought I purposely hit him in the chest with my shoulder, so I didn't want to go to his head. And, like I said, it's just part of the game. It happens, and you move on. We got the Green Bay Packers. I can't sit and worry about, you know, what they fined me for last game.
If the tables were turned, would you be upset if you got your season ended by a hit like that? Or?
I mean, it happens. You got to keep. I mean, yeah, this game is violent. I mean, I've had that. I've been on the other side of that. I got my knee knifed in Detroit a few years ago. Yeah, league didn't find anything wrong with that. But it happens, and you're not happy about it. I'm sure he's not happy. Like I said, I mean, nobody's happy that someone gets hurt, and especially if it's season ending. But that's never my intent. It was, you know, and you just trying to make a play. This game is violent. You know, you just saw what happened to AD, so we got to try to make a tackle. I mean, things in this game happen, and we know that when you sign up for it. So, yeah, you're not happy with it, but you go forward.
How do you feel about giving up the money? Is that something you almost budget for?
No, I never budget for that. You know, I can't. The league does what the league does. And, you know, I think in the way the tax code is right now, I think we can still get a tax write-off for it.
Does it limit Christmas present?
Oh, no. I still got to buy those. My family's not sympathetic to that stuff.
Is this expect any retribution you guys had in the last on that thing, do you, Jared?
Excuse me?
Chicago, you expect any retribution when you play the Bears again?
No, I mean, I would have talked to Lance after the game if he would have been there. I would, you know, I immediately asked Webb if he was okay, and they told me it was his knee. I thought for some reason his head at some point. And they said it was knee, and you know, told everybody there, tell him, you know, hey, my bad. You never want anybody's knee, so I don't expect any. If they do, hey, it is what it is.
Is this as big a game you guys have had in the last couple of years?
I mean, we've had huge games in the last few years, but, I mean, as far as where we want to get in our season, this game is, I mean, it's pretty big. I mean, you can't fall two in a row, especially in the division. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, the wild card hunt for everything, we got to win this game. And, you know, that's gotta be our sole focus.
What do you need to do to get, not only get to a quarterback, but get him to the ground?
Always got to keep going. You know, we knew they were going to do some things, Max. I mean, they just coming off a Monday Night Football game. They got freaking. I mean, come on, Monday Night Football, and you get embarrassed like that. You know what's going to happen. You're going to get max protection. You know, and we chose the max cover. You know, try to cover 15, and you know, so we were dealing with double teams and chips, and Cutler likes to float and get the ball out. So, you know, you just got to keep rushing because we're there. He was scrambling all the time. You just got to make tackles and get a chance and get him on the ground.
Pretty similar circumstances with Green Bay then coming off.
Yeah, you know, you expect Max Pro stuff. I mean, we led the league in sacks last year, and it wasn't like we expected them just to move out of the way and give them to us. But, you know, you got to look at the way these games play out. If you can get a lead, you force them out of a lot of stuff. When you're 18 points behind, they can keep as many people in the box as one guy out. So, you know, and you look at the Giants game. I mean, they had a lead. Green Bay was forced to spread out, and they're playing from behind. If we can get a lead and we can force them to play from behind and we can force them to have to take shots downfield by being successful on first and second down, you know, then you create some matchup things. If not, it's going to be a tough road. You're going to deal with chips. You're going to deal with, you know, double teams. You're going to deal with the ball coming out quick, short, shallow passing game, run game. The whole playbook's open. So, you know, it's all situational football, and you got to force them into situations and take advantage of it.
Jared Rodgers said yesterday he had a lot of respect for you personally and professionally. Is that shared with what he brings to the table?
Oh, absolutely. Aaron is he's fun to play against. You know, I've got to know him over the years, and good dude, good competitor. I have a lot of respect for people that are at the top of their craft. I mean, his competitive nature, and he's a guy who just consistently makes plays. And so, absolutely, it's a mutual respect. It's, you know, for a lot of guys on Green Bay, to be honest. They've been doing it at a high level on the offensive side, you know, for some years now. So, yeah, you know, you play against people long enough, you start to develop relationships. And you know, like I said, it's one of those things like, dang, he made that throw again. Or, you know, we laugh about it. Hey, I was able to get to him again. So, you know, it's a fun competitive rivalry. And even the same thing with, like, Cutler and Brady and those guys in over in Chicago. You just start developing relationships amongst those rivalries, and it's all mutual respect.
What's allowed you to have such success getting to him in the past? I think you have 12 and a half sacks or so against Green Bay. I mean, you play him a lot, obviously. But.
Yeah, I mean, you play him twice a year. Again, I mean, we've had games where, you know, you look at like in 2009, I mean, we had a huge lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's forced to spread out. And you get that many one-on-one opportunities, you're gonna win some. And, you know, Aaron has a unique, I mean, he's such a good quarterback that sometimes he'll hold the ball a little longer to make a great play. And sometimes that can work against him where you get a quarterback that's that good. And, you know, sometimes you can get to him because he holds it a little extra. Sometimes that burns you, you know. But, you know, I think it's just been a combination of the way our games have been played over the few years. Like I said, they're not afraid. I mean, their offense is predicated around taking shots down the field. And when you take shots down the field, every once in a while you're going to give up some sacks. And I've just been blessed to be on the fortunate side of it sometimes.
Closest you got to Cutler Sunday, you're about a half second late, and he fits
a touchdown. I mean, that's what it is. And you know, you see it. That's kind of, I mean, we're on that. I know exactly what play you're talking about because they come in and you know, we knew his boot. I knew his boot all the way. I try to come up. I get chipped by a tight end coming in, and that's that half step that turns it from a sack force fumble, you know, into a touchdown. Yeah, you know, right? And exactly. He holds. And, you know, there was a couple times like that. See, and Jay, what Jay does is, you know, if you beat your guy inside, he just floats back. You know, you beat your guy around top, he has such good pocket, and he can throw off of the back foot. Same as Aaron. I mean, they're tricky because their pocket presence is so good, and they can make any throw outside the pocket on any, you know, whatever body position they're in. So, you know, you really just got to do a good job of corralling them, and you know, you get one shot at it, and better make it work for you.
Jared, are you going to appeal the fine?
You know, I literally just got the letter, so I'll read it and see what their statement is, and I'll talk to my agent. I mean, it was a blindside. I don't know how you appeal it. I didn't know it was legal. From the definition, what I heard, they said because I was facing my own goal line or something.
He was facing running toward his own goal line. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know the rule that well. You know, like I said, I had a guy running up the sideline, and we're taught to block people. So I'll talk to my agent and see. I guess you always try to appeal it to try to do it, but whatever. I mean, at this point, I got to focus on Green Bay, and you know, we'll worry about that when time. I'll let the powers that be handle that.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys.